Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Inspire Indeed on WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. My name is Elaine Summerfield, and I'm your host for Inspire Indeed, where we're learning about community issues and the nonprofits and community leaders that are working to address them. Our hope is that you'll learn something new about our community and be inspired to think about how you might make a difference with your deeds. Today, we're going to hear from a unique organization that brings together multiple resources to serve families, with a particular focus on North Richmond. This nonprofit is called the Partnership for Families Northside, appropriately, and its executive director, Stan Southworth, is here to share more about this unique collaborative approach to helping families. Welcome, Stan.
Well, thank you, Elaine. This is very exciting. I'm very glad to be here. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, certainly. Well, why don't you start by giving us a little bit of history about the Partnership for Families Northside. When was it started?
Well, the start date depends on when it was incorporated or when the idea came into the minds of its creators. I'd like to say about a decade ago, the Robbins Foundation decided that they wanted to approach funding community resources in a little bit different way, not changing the way they fund regular grants for other organizations, but looking at trying to do what they call a place-based initiative.
Place-based.
Exactly. Okay. Mm-hmm. Focusing the efforts in a more concentrated way to see what they could do to raise a community as far as the quality of life and the quality of the educational processes for its residents. And so what they did was, after a lot of research, they determined that they would like to do not only a place-based initiative, but focus on early literacy, primarily for children from birth to age 5, to ensure that they have the resources available so they enter kindergarten on time and ready to learn with minimal learning deficits. Also, by putting resources wrapping around their parents to ensure they have the ability to support the long-term academic success of their child.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about why the focus on early literacy or early childhood education. How did that come about?
Well, based upon there's been a lot of research done in regards to early literacy. There have been several projects and longitudinal studies that have been done in the past that have been very interesting in showing the amount of return based upon the amount of investment made in early childhood. And what we found through different projects, one being HighScope, the Perry School Project that's up in Michigan, the Carolina ABC Darien Project, and others, that money that's spent on the front end of a child's educational process gives most of the time anywhere from a 10% to almost a 20% return on the benefits, long-term benefits. And those benefits are realized primarily in a lack of public support that's needed for the child long-term, mm-hmm. Lower incarceration rates, and other ways that social costs are not being realized because the child has had a better opportunity to have a long-term academic success.
And so it's looking at supporting children and families. It sounds like it's a different approach to looking at how to support them in terms of not just looking at what they need as individuals or as families, but also what that long-term benefit is for the broader community, right?
Correct. Correct. Yeah. There's several different ways of looking at this. One of them, it's very sometimes it appeals to people to see what the bottom line is going to be as far as the dollar invested. Others like to see exactly what the scores are in regards to the reading, the long-term preparation for school. It can be couched in a variety of different ways, but it has been proven long-term that if you have early childhood literacy or early childhood educational interventions, the long-term success of the child is greatly enhanced.
So it's establishing really strong building blocks to
exactly.
continue the foundation for later learning.
Exactly. Okay. Correct.
So Robbins Foundation, you said, was instrumental in helping to envision mm-hmm. Partnership for Families Northside, starting with this focus on early literacy as well as family support,
mm-hmm. Correct. And after they decided that they wanted to do a place-based initiative and they wanted to focus on early childhood literacy, they determined how exactly were they going to build the organization. Were they going to create a super organization that looked at all the different types of services and provided them themselves, mm-hmm. or were they going to look within the community and find partners that they could bring in a collaborative nature instead of recreating the wheel utilizing the same great organizations that are doing spectacular work now and finding a way to leverage those resources in a better way to provide services in a more intensive manner. And so collaborative partnership was the methodology, along with place-based initiative, early childhood literacy, and they decided to focus on North Richmond specifically because based upon the diversity of the neighborhood, they felt that if they could look at supporting not only those who have the most need, but also those that are financially stable, they could show how the whole community could be brought up at a higher level.
Okay. So the Partnership for Family Northside Services are they're focused on Northside, but really any resident of North Richmond is the target population, whether you are in need of resources or you're financially stable.
Correct. We have a fantastic center that we work out of called the Northside Family Learning Center. It's at 800 West Graham Road, right off of Chamberlain Avenue. Mm-hmm. We provide a number of services there that are utilized by parents and community members from throughout the Metro Richmond area. There are certain services that we provide, specifically home visiting and some more intensive job placement or job assistant efforts through some of our partners that are very specific to North Richmond residents. So we are concentrated and our priority is for North Richmond, but also we allow a lot of our services to be available to the greater Richmond area without any issue.
Oh, okay. Okay. So who are some of the partners that are involved? You said you were trying to, in the early days, identify those that were doing mm-hmm. it well and successfully. So mm-hmm. Who all did you bring to the table?
Well, we brought a number of fantastic organizations to the table that provide a variety of different services. We have a home visiting organization, Family Lifeline, who is headquartered not far from your studios here on West Broad Street, that provides their home visiting services to North Richmond through the partnership.
Home visiting, what do you mean by home visiting?
Well, they're Family Lifeline is a really unique organization in that they have two home visiting programs. It's a nonprofit, and they've been around a long time. But their home visiting services are what we utilize in our continuum. They have a Parents as Teachers or a Healthy Families home visiting effort, which a home visitor or a family educator goes into the home, meets with the parent, and helps them utilize parenting practices that provide a safe environment for the child, make sure that the child has a medical home, make sure they're immunized, they have a dental home, and provides those supports that often new parents need when they're just starting a family. Mm-hmm. There's also another home visiting organization that's within Family Lifeline called Chip of Richmond. And they are a home visiting organization as well. However, they have more medical model. They have registered nurses as well as mental health professionals that will go into the homes to provide more intensive services.
Okay. So those home visitors are going mm-hmm. into people's homes, visiting with the clients, providing parenting resources, still with that focus on early childhood development, right?
Correct. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, there's always going to be the potential of siblings to be within the family.
Sure.
And they certainly will provide supports how they can to the oldest children that seem to be in the household.
Well, if you're supporting the parents, you're going to help the whole family.
Absolutely. Yeah. Correct. But home visiting is a big part of what we do. Mm-hmm. Goodwill is another big partner of ours. We operate with them employment center at the Brookhill Azalea Shopping Center at the Goodwill store there. They provide a wide range of services, not only job placement assistance. They're not a job placement organization, but they help a job hunter to find the resources that are available to help them find a job, resume building, things of that nature. And they're also the partner that works with us directly in our Northside Family Learning Center to provide computer training to the Richmond area free of charge.
Okay, and so you have computer labs there at the Learning Center?
Yes, we do. We mm-hmm. have really, I like to say, two computer labs. We have a lab at the center. It's a 12-station computer lab. We provide approximately 20 hours of instruction a week.
Through Goodwill?
Through Goodwill. They mm-hmm. provide the instructor. However, we also have a second computer lab that's a mobile computer lab that we take to two locations. One is the North Avenue Library for more intensive computer education there, as well as the Calhoun Center at Gilpin Court.
Oh, great. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's not just at the Learning Center. You're bringing it out to other parts of North Richmond.
Absolutely. And being in your position, I'm sure you've heard that transportation is an issue. And we like to go where the where our clients are and meet mm-hmm. them where they are. We would love for them to come and take advantage of the resources at our center, but we understand that there are obstacles that may keep them from coming
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's not always possible.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So home visiting, computer training with Goodwill, what else are you providing there?
Well, there's a number of things that we do in the center. We provide a platform that is a training platform for organizations throughout Richmond that utilize our center for training purposes to raise the level of expertise within the within the nonprofit community throughout Metro Richmond. We also have a child care center. VCU Health Systems Child Care is our child care center provider, and we have a child care center that serves children from 6 weeks up to 5 years of age in the first floor of our building.
Well, that's where that early literacy really comes home. Yeah.
The Robbins Foundation was very adamant about having quality child care be supported in North Richmond, not only through our center, but also we partner with Smart Beginnings, as well as Child Savers does work with the child care centers in North Richmond to ensure that through either the Star Quality Rating Initiative or other supports that can be given for staff development, they're made available.
So the Star Quality, that's a way to ensure that the child development center is high quality, providing the best services, having well-trained instructors and well-trained staff to address the children's needs.
That's correct. Okay. It's not the same as licensure or accreditation, but it is a way that a parent or a caregiver can research available child care, and it's an easy way to see how quality can be measured in a prospective child care provider.
Okay. And how do they do that research? Is it available? Do you have some resources on your website to learn that information?
We do not have. We have links to Smart Beginnings on our
right.
website,
okay.
but you can go through.
What's your website called?
Our website is kidsreadytolearn, uh-huh. all one word, obviously, .org.
Kidsreadytolearn.org.
And okay. we're also on, we just got on Facebook, so check us out there as well.
Oh, great, great. So you have some links to like the resources you were just
Absolutely.
Talking about there.
Certainly.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other programs that you run? So you said you have the most recent one, child care.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we say programs, there's a lot of different things we try to do to help mm-hmm. our partners because they're really those service providers. Reach Out and Read is a great provider that we work with that goes out into pediatricians' offices in North Richmond and East End and teaches and trains the pediatrician to encourage literacy within the home. They read a book to the child and the parent, modeling the behavior for the parent, and then the child leaves with a brand new book. We have some tremendous pediatrician partners in Richmond, Carolyn Boone, among others that are cornerstones of the community that really believe in the literacy as a cornerstone of a healthy child. And so Reach Out and Read is our partner that works with them to provide books and training.
That's great. And that sounds like a nice way to reinforce what's going on with the home visiting program, too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We have Commonwealth Parenting as another partner. They are one of our parent educator resources. They provide one-on-one as well as classroom-based education in the community. Another partner is Excel through the Virginia Literacy Institute. They actually work within preschool classes in the public school system as well as some Head Start classrooms in North Richmond and provide literacy supports not only for the child but literacy training for the teacher and then literacy training for the parent. And what we're seeing is tremendous changes in that first year of preschool and preparing them for kindergarten in their literacy levels. And so Excel is a tremendous partner. They are, in a lot of ways, I feel, and I've told people, they're the secret weapon when it comes to having kids ready in the literacy component for kindergarten within North Richmond. So mm-hmm. they're also working in other areas of Richmond as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like these resources, each one of them you've mentioned, it's not just for the child. The parents very much included in the services.
Absolutely. You can't just isolate the child. You have to make sure that you're providing services in a wraparound manner, more holistically. There are some services that when people ask, they might say, well, why? What does this have to do with childhood literacy? But it all fits together. The Goodwill piece is not only providing education for the parent, but also if the parent has the ability to find and maintain a job, the stress level within the home is going to be reduced dramatically, and therefore the parent will be able to concentrate more
on being a parent.
Being a parent, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
We have a number of different new partners that have been with us in the past year. The Reed Center is another that works primarily with adults.
The Reed Center, that's adult literacy?
Exactly. They teach and tutor reading for adults on Tuesday and Thursday evenings. And we're very excited to have them on board because what we're looking at long term is to create a continuum of education, not only for children, but also for adults, learning to read, GED programs, job skill programs, and hopefully a transition into the community college system.
Great. Well, it sounds like a lot is going on there at the Learning Center. And if you are just joining us, you're listening to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM. We're talking with Stan Southworth of the Partnership for Families Northside. And you can learn more about them at their website, which again is?
Kids, K-I-D-S, readytolearn.org.
KidsReadyToLearn.org. And Stan also mentioned that they started a Facebook page.
Yeah,
so go like
exciting.
Them. Yeah. So you talked a lot about your program partners in providing the services. Is there anybody else that you've been, you said maybe some new partners over the past year?
Well, most recently we've had two new partners join us within the last 6 months, and both of them are very exciting for us to have on board. One is through the City of Richmond, through the Department of Social Services has a organization within their service line called the Early Childhood Development Initiative, ECDI. And they do a number of things, but one of the primary things they do is provide parenting education. And after discussing the opportunity for them for quite a while, we determined that we could partner and provide parents north of the river educational opportunities, parenting educational opportunities in the Northside Family Learning Center. So we've been designated through ECDI as North of the River Early Childhood Parenting Resource Center. And what that means is you know, between 20 and 30 hours of parenting education a month that's available to the entire community. They just register through us or through the ECDI, Early Childhood Development Initiative, and that is very exciting. We are looking forward to continuing with that and growing that. We're seeing, you know, 20 to 30, upwards to 50 people that will come to one of those classes because they have extremely high-quality educators.
And you said those classes are available to any parent, whatever
any parent.
Your background.
Absolutely. And then the other partner that is, that we've added the past few months is a great organization called Ways to Work. Mm-hmm. And Ways to Work is new to Richmond. In fact, it made its debut in July. And what it is, it's a national nonprofit organization that provides low-cost, low-interest automobile loans to the to economically challenged working adults that have children. So what they do is they make a loan based upon the individual's ability to pay, the quality of the car, because they have the car inspected, because they don't want to finance a car for someone and have them have it break down.
Mm-hmm.
They've been able to start funding loans, and it is available for anyone in the Metro Richmond area. And that's that. In fact, they were looking to expand, I believe, after a year, and the demand is so great, even after 3 months, that they're adding another employee within the next 60 days.
Wow!
So it's a
well. It really speaks to the need for affordable transportation, and the fact that transportation is often the link between having a family sustaining job or not.
Absolutely, and the cool thing about this is that it's an alternative to payday or car title financing in a lot
right.
of ways.
Which we know can get a lot of families into trouble.
Exactly. And frankly, with the lending environment right now, even for car loans, sometimes if someone has some credit history that is not perfect, they have a difficult time not having to pay exorbitant fees or exorbitant interest rates.
Or getting a decent rate. Mm-hmm.
And one of the neat things about the Ways to Work program is that once the individual pays off the loan that they borrowed to purchase the car, that they can then reborrow if there's a need for a repair or some other financial need. And so they establish a credit relationship, which is neat.
And they're improving their credit along the way as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
Or whatever other creditor might be out there. So they provide the financial training and is that one-on-one kind of a thing?
Well, there's a lot of one-on-one work through their program, but they also require that the individuals, if they're applying, they must go through a financial literacy class. And they provide a very high-quality financial literacy educational class that allows the individual to learn how to budget, some of the unexpected costs that may come from having an automobile, mm-hmm. the importance of paying for your insurance and things of that nature. And so it's a tremendous program. We've been very pleased to date what they've been able to do, and we're very pleased to host them at our center.
That's nice. That sounds like a great partnership. Again, looking at those wraparound services that support families, which then in turn supports the children.
Correct.
Yeah. So looking ahead, I mean, geez, you've got a lot going on there at the mm-hmm. center, the Learning Center, it sounds like, and also some of your services, like your computer labs mm-hmm. getting out into the community
sure.
as well. Looking ahead, what are some of your plans for the Family Learning Center or for Partnership for Families Northside?
Well, we've just put into place a strategic plan in March. That's really three pieces. One is family education and support, and that's what we've been pretty much talking about up to this point. Mm-hmm. The second leg of the three-legged stool of our strategic plan is really strengthening our partnership resources to be more of a better advocate for the community and for the needs of families.
Oh, when you say being a better advocate, what do you mean by that?
Well, when you have, and this is something that, you know, it's one of those things that's so obvious that it just floats right over your head because you're concentrating on the more minutiae sometimes. Mm-hmm. But when we were going through it, we realized, you know, when you have 20-some partners of nonprofits mm-hmm. in community-based organizations and even some governmental organizations, you've got a lot of power. You've got 20 to 25 executive directors, 20 to 25 boards of directors. You've got a lot of people that are dedicated to what you're doing. Is there a way to have that group concentrate its resources to ensure that the voices of families and the voices of family needs are being addressed not only at the local level but perhaps the state and national level?
I see.
And so we really are looking for ways that we as an organization, as part of our plan, can be a better not really a spokes organization for the community, but help the community be a spokesperson for themselves.
Yeah, help to organize a voice.
Exactly. And then the third leg of that three-legged stool of our strategic plan is really leadership development, community leadership development. And that's one of the things that we would like very much to go into the community of North Richmond and help identify and work with organic leadership within the community. Because while we love being in North Richmond, we are dedicated to North Richmond and the city of Richmond as a whole in providing high-quality services to the families and the children. It's really, they don't really need for us to speak for them. Mm-hmm. They should be able to speak for themselves, and they do. And we want to make sure we can do whatever we can, whether it's training, whether it's advocacy, whether it's assistance, whatever we can do to help them tell their story, because it is their story, and we're there to support them. And so there are a lot of things we're going to be doing. We've added a GED program recently to the center. We're looking at potential summer programs for children to kind of as a head start and getting into kindergarten, looking at ways that we can port out more of our services in the community as well into those natural gathering centers where people are going to be normally, that they have no real issue as far as transportation, that we can meet them where they are. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, it's, we don't, I don't like to operate under the auspices of if you build a center, they're going to come to it. It's there.
Yeah, we got to face reality.
And we want to be there for them, but we want to meet them where they are as well.
Okay, great. So looking ahead, it sounds like potential expansion of services, but I'm interested in what you're saying about that voice, not just a voice of the nonprofits that you're pulling together in this collaborative partnership, but also the voice of the residents mm-hmm. and the leaders in neighborhoods that you're working with.
Exactly. It really was an aha moment for me. I'd go to a lot of civic association meetings and tenant meetings giving mm-hmm. presentations on our services. And I was giving a presentation, and I sat for the rest of the meeting, and the tenant council was meeting, and they were very unhappy about a landlord-tenant situation. And as they progressed in their conversation, I raised my hand and I asked them if I could give them some advice, if they mm-hmm. would like to take it. And I just said, you know, you need to document things. You need to, you know, it's a phone call goes into the ether. You know, a conversation often will, but if things are written down, they typically will be followed up on. And mm-hmm. and their eyes lit up, and mm-hmm. they found that they started doing that. And that's what, for me, it was one of those aha moments when I realized that, you know, the there is a lot of simple things that can be made available as far as training that to the community that can energize them and help them realize what their voice is and how powerful their voice is in the community.
Yeah, I think that's something that's pretty universal, too, is that people in our community have a lot to say, and they want to make a difference. It's just trying to provide them with a platform and resources to help them do that, which is part of what we try to do at WRIR. So
absolutely.
We are coming to a close on our show today. You have been listening to Stan Southworth, my guest today, and Stan is with the Partnership for Families Northside. Thank you again for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Now, one thing I want to ask, if people want to learn how to get involved, mm-hmm. how best to do that?
Okay. The best thing to do is give us a call. Our telephone number is 353-4264. That's 353-4264. Or you can just come by and visit. And we are, again, at 800 West Graham Road, right off of Chamberlain Avenue in the Battery Park neighborhood of North Richmond.
Okay. So come by a visit or make a phone call. What was the number one more time in case someone's looking for a pen?
Sure. It's 353-4264, or the information is on our website as well, kidsreadytolearn.org.
Great. Thanks so much, Stan. Thanks also to Jay Westerman for serving as Inspire Indeed's sound engineer, and to Jesse Johnson for volunteering to serve as our board operator today. If you'd like to see what other inspiring leaders I've caught up with lately, you can visit the Inspire Indeed page on the WRIR.org website. WRIR is a volunteer-powered station, and we deeply appreciate our listeners and underwriters that help support the station and keep community radio on the local airwaves so we can hear about these exciting organizations like Partnership for Families Northside. My name is Elaine Summerfield, and you have been listening to Inspire Indeed. I hope you've learned something new today that inspires you to consider how you might make a difference with your deeds.